I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on AM 1170, The Answer. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com. Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Jeannie Mai, the host of the new competition series, Steampunked. Ms. Mai is a fashion expert and TV personality and is currently co-host of the popular daytime talk show, The Real. Over the next segment, Jeannie Mai will discuss the steampunk design and fashion movement featured on Steampunked, which airs Wednesdays at 10 p.m. on GSN. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to create a Victorian mousetrap, feel free to build up a head of steam as we merge past and present in order to design a more retro future. Jeannie, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Yes, thank you for having me, Jim.
Now, you host Steampunked, which premieres Wednesday, August 19th at 10 p.m. on GSN.
That's right.
Now, Jeannie, tell us about steampunk. What is it all about?
Yes. Steampunk is a world, an imaginative world that's inspired by the Victorian era and a lot of science fiction. It's an art. It's a lifestyle. It's a fashion. It's basically an aesthetic that is created by what we call makers. People who live the world of steampunk can design and craft everything that you see. You can't walk into a store and buy steampunk. It is something you make. So from mechanical pieces, appendages on your arms, to beautiful corsets and dresses, to an entire house, you can make steampunk, and it has a dark, mysterious, sexy look to it, unlike any other world that you can imagine. So what GSN did was saw the talent behind this community and put it together into a competition show. This is Steampunk that you'll see this Wednesday.
So how did this movement begin? What inspired it?
You know, it's inspired by a lot of things. It's inspired by the Victorian era. It's inspired by the 19th century time of those old world steam functioning machinery.
Right.
And it just kind of, bit by bit, as the century went on, it built into what you see today, which is this retrofuturistic design, this lifestyle, this aesthetic. Every single steampunk maker that you meet lives a different world of steampunk. Some are more whimsical, some are more dark and mysterious, some are more functional. But all of it is very creative. So it's hard to just put it into one context because each maker that you meet, as you can see on the show, they're all full of character, full of personality, and full of a definition of steampunk that means the most to them.
So as a fashion expert, what do you like most about steampunk, the look, the concept?
The best thing I love about steampunk is the ability to create anything you envision. I think that's such a beautiful craft to have. You know, when all of us were kids, we put life and imagination into anything you had. If it was a water bottle, if it was a stick, you gave it a name and you moved it and it had a job, it had a mission, it had a purpose. And that's what steampunk is like. Steampunk makers look at something and they envision it to be anything that they imagine it can be. They give life into things that are thrown away. They give life to things that have been discarded or give life into new things that haven't even been invented. So I love that idea, and I pray that America watches the show and understands that everything can be given new life, especially in a time like now where we have to be very aware about and not wasteful about the world we live in.
So tell us about some of the makers on Steampunk. How varied are they, and what makes them unique?
Oh, that's such a great question. The makers on Steampunk are the most creative, crazy, fun, dynamic people I have ever met in my life. They are fathers, mothers, uncles. They are hardworking people who hold 9-to-5 day jobs, or they also are people working their steampunk world and creating things and being contracted to just live out their dreams. The steampunk community are people that look just like you and me. The only difference is they are passionately living out their steampunk dreams in between every hour of their day to create and hold on to that look and that feel of what steampunk brings them. And that gives them a sense of confidence that's unlike anything else.
So is there a type of person or personality who's naturally attracted to steampunk?
That's a great question. I think a personality that could be attracted to steampunk is someone who dares to live. Somebody who dares to dream, somebody who dares to be different.
So in terms of what the contestants are making on the show, what are they making, and are there any limits to what they can create on steampunk?
So in the show Steampunked that you'll see this Wednesday on GSN, it starts out with 10 makers that we worked round the clock to find the best 10 steampunk makers in America. And each week they are working in teams to create a room for a manor. Each week they're building room by room to create this beautiful, huge manor. And not one talent is left safe. These people are carpenters, they're watchmakers, they're bakers, they are fashion designers. Yet each week with the competition of having to design a room, there are different skills needed. So there's fashion design needed, there's wall decor, there's functionality, there's devices needed to be created to feed people breakfast. I mean, it's a hardcore show. And what I love best about it is that I promise when you watch the show, you absolutely will be inspired to see the things that you can do in your own life to have a little bit of that steampunk fun.
I think what also makes them unique is the fact that they're craftsmen, and that is a rare quality these days.
Yes, and not just craftsmen. They are inventive. They are doing things that are unlike anything else anybody else has ever done. And these people are multi-talented. It's not just one talent that they hold. One second they're holding a chainsaw, the next second they're holding a sewing needle. So it's very different. And you'll see at the end when one lone maker is standing and he or she wins $100,000, it allows you to see how much it takes to really live the world of steampunk. And you bow down, for sure.
So do you hope that steampunked will help raise the public awareness of steampunk?
I hope that steampunk is appreciated and respected. Not that it isn't now, but even more so. I think the world of steampunk is something that is only living because of the passion that these people have. It takes a lot of time to hand create the world that exists. When it comes to steampunk, if I wanted to be a rock and roller, or if I wanted to be a superstar glam queen, I could walk into most stores and find the pieces I need to kind of feel that look or fill my house with that feel. I can't do that with steampunk. It's not something you can walk into any store and buy. So I hope that the world of steampunk is appreciated more through the show.
And where can people find out more about yourself and steampunked online?
Well, you can check out more of Steampunk the Show on GSN. And you can check out more of me on GSN as well. And also on my Twitter, Jeannie Mai, or my Instagram, The Jeannie Mai, or of course on Facebook.
Great. Jeannie, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine.
Thank you.
Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television. Capturing television history, one voice at a time.